In a statement released this week, the commission said because the six Supreme Court justices deadlocked 3-3 on whether Gabelman violated the campaign ethics code, it was left with no options but to drop the case. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the combination of a non-decision from the court and the lack of legislative authority put the commission in a tough spot.
The court couldn't come to a conclusion and basically punted it back to the Judicial Commission, but there's no precedent at all for what the commission should do from that point forward. We're just in uncharted waters here.
The commission did issue a press release restating its position on the misrepresentations in Gabelman's television ad, saying, quote, "The Supreme Court's opinions are not an exoneration or vindication of Gabelman's conduct. There is simply no justification for judges or candidates for judicial office to intentionally misrepresent facts concerning an opponent in a judicial election campaign," unquote. Mike McCabe says the court's split decision will reduce the public's confidence in the court's integrity.
It's a self-inflicted wound and further evidence that this court has some divisions that are really tearing it apart.
Meanwhile, the target of Gabelman's controversial TV ad, former Supreme Court Justice Lewis Butler, is waiting to start his new job as a federal judge. He's one of 30 federal judges President Obama appointed in this past year who the Senate hasn't voted on yet. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.